got this feeling inside my bones.
All right, Bell Bartee, put down that air guitar and quit lip syncing that song, and let's get on with Charlotte's stories.
I got my police uniform on.
You do?
To do that. Are some of our listeners going, what are they talking about?
I'm confused.
If you want to keep up with what's happening in Charlotte, including that song and what the Charlotte Police Department is doing, you need to head over to Charlotte Stories. That's what the Outdoor Guys are going to do right now as we invite Scott Jensen on to the Carolina Outdoors. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, as the music ends there, that music starts off because the Charlotte Police Department has had over 24 million views of them lip-syncing that song. And, Scott, you covered it this week in Charlotte Stories. Will you tell us about that story?
Sure. Well, basically, they're now doing a contest. USA Today is doing kind of like a March Madness, how they do in basketball, a tournament. 16 rounds for four videos from each region of the country. And Charlotte's video, CMPD's video, was selected for the Southeast region, the East Coast.
Well, and all
and so we're going up head-to-head against Hampton, Virginia's police department.
All right, now I've seen that video. Who produced that? Because let me tell you what, that was not just thrown together. That was well done.
Yeah, the CMPD, they actually got some freelancers and actually put it together. They kind of pieced some professionals together, some videographers and editors, and kind of produced it themselves.
Well, so they started off with thousands of other fire departments, medics, and other law enforcement agencies that all started like this, but somewhere along the way, and as you mentioned, USA Today put them into the lip sync challenge video in America. And right now, I think they're up against Hampton and smashing them. All of this is available on Charlotte Stories, and we've got Scott Jensen on to talk about it. And Scott, we want to find out your opinion because the police department, police departments across America have taken a PR beating, rightly or wrongly. And Chief Kerr Putney's talked about in the past the trouble with recruiting new officers. What's your opinion on that type of video being out there? Do you think it helps shine a light that's kind of different and fun, if you will, of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department? What do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely it helps out the image, kind of gives them more of a lighthearted viewpoint. And, yeah, I think it's only helping them.
It kind of utilizes guys on the beat, from guys on the beat to detectives to patrol boats on Lake Norman, as well as dispatch and the crime scene staff. All of them are participating in the lip sync video. Not only, to your point, Don, not only are they good lip syncers, but there's some great dancers and choreography going
there's
on
some
as well.
Real talent in there. I tell you what, that's put those guys on Dancing with the Stars or anything you want. They've got it going, man.
I think they need to switch it up and put everybody on traffic duty. The next thing I wanted to ask Scott about, it's a different article, but Charlotte's been ranked nationally in the top five as a local first city for movers. And we wanted to ask Scott what a locale first city mover is. Is he there? Scott,
yes.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry, I have a little trouble with my phone.
Well, we're just glad that you're safe because we thought that something bad happened, like your roof caved in or something. But you're okay. Thanks for joining the Outdoor Guys. Don Yeager's over there. Bill Bartee right here. Scott, we switched gears a little bit on you because in a different article in Charlotte Stories, you write about Charlotte being ranked nationally, in the top five, in fact, as a locale first city for movers. Will you explain to us and our listeners what a locale first city means versus a job first?
Sure. Locale first, I mean, they're kind of taking into account all the different factors, both jobs, tourism, attractions in the city, climate, weather. And kind of just, you know, how people meet each other, dating, a lot of different factors go into that. So the location of Charlotte, also the distance between the mountains and the ocean, the beach, a lot of the reasons people move here.
Versus a job first, which they just move here for work, period.
Sure, like Fargo, North Dakota is becoming more of a job first city, where obviously the location's pretty awful, but they're doing a lot in the tech sector up there. So that's more of a the difference. That's a job first city, where Charlotte's certainly a location first city.
Well, so we're in the top five. Who are some of the cities that we're competing with that you have listed there in the Charlotte Stories article? And I know it's attributed to, I think it was Apartments that did the survey, but can you tell us the other cities we're listed with?
Sure.
Not to put you on the spot.
I'm having to pull up the article right now. We publish about 4 articles a day on average, so.
Oh, and it is fantastic. And for all of our listeners, charlottestories.com, you can go there. You can subscribe to that. And it is a widely diverse grouping of articles of things that are happening, including hard news. President Trump is coming into Charlotte this week. All of that is on there as well. But, of course, here on the Carolina Outdoors, we like to look at things that are Charlotte-centric, like a lip-syncing video contest that our CMPD agency is having such success with, as well as being a top five listed in a national ranking.
Yep, and just found it. The ones that are just above us, we are number 5. San Diego is 4, Portland's 3, Phoenix is 2, and Las Vegas is the number 1 location-based city. So
you couldn't get me in Las Vegas with a gun. I've turned down jobs in that town.
Hey, lastly, Scott, we got to ask you about this because you've got it listed in some upcoming things here in Charlotte going on. How in the world does the Manhattan Short Film Festival debut in Charlotte, and when is that?
That is, they picked Charlotte just because a lot of the other reasons. We're getting actually some national or global soccer games coming to this city as well. So, Charlotte's really getting on a global scene for a lot of different things. So,
and that one's coming up in October too. Anyway, we need to send everybody over to Charlotte Stories. Scott Jensen's articles are in there, as well as all of his staff. Scott, as always, we love having you on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Have a great one, and we got to get you on again to talk more about it. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us here this week on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as Scott Jensen. There was Langston Wirtz Jr. with the Charlotte Observer and Joe Neely, Regional Director of the CCANC. For the Outdoor Guys, he's TJ Boggs. For Don Yeager, I'm Bill Barty. Stop by Jesse Brown's and check us out. But in the meantime, get outside, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time on the Carolina Outdoors.